feel the R. This week in 30 seconds. Cloudflare plus AI layoffs. 1,100 employees, 20% of the workforce, are being laid off, officially not due to cost pressure, but due to AI productivity gains. At the same time, record quarter with $639.8 million in revenue. Anthropic Enterprise Venture, together with Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, and five other financial investors, Anthropic is founding a new company to bring Claude to mid-market enterprises, with embedded AI engineers on site. Mythos finds 423 Firefox bugs. Anthropic's security model helped Mozilla fix 423 vulnerabilities in April alone, including a 15-year-old HTML parser flaw. The same month a year ago, 31. NVIDIA invests $40 billion. In the first months of 2026 alone, NVIDIA has committed $40 billion in AI equity deals, $30 billion of that in OpenAI. Analysts are warning of circular capital flows. Story of the week. Getting fitter as grounds for dismissal, Cloudflare's AI paradox. On May 8, 2026, Cloudflare reported a record quarter and simultaneously laid off 20% of its workforce. 1,100 employees are losing their jobs. And the company says it openly, not losses, not market downturns. AI productivity gains made these positions obsolete. CEO Matthew Prince put it internally like this. Just because you're fit doesn't mean you can't get fitter. No euphemism, no restructuring label, a direct admission. Since November 2025, Prince has been describing internally a tipping point at which teams suddenly became 2, 10, even 100 times more productive. Internal AI usage rose 600% in 3 months, and that didn't leave headcount decisions unaffected. The numbers speak for themselves. Q1 2026 brought $639.8 million in revenue, up 34% year over year. It's the strongest quarter in the company's history. At the same time, the net loss rose from $53.2 million to $62 million, a sign that the layoffs are driven primarily by strategic repositioning rather than cost-cutting pressure. All areas except sales with directly measurable revenue accountability are affected. What comes after the layoff? Prince announced that Cloudflare will have more employees in 2027 than in 2026, both a CEO promise and a PR signal, verifiable only in 18 months. That's the stated rhythm. First efficiency through AI, then growth into new areas. Not permanent headcount reduction, but a recalibration that first lays off, then rehires, for different roles. Why this matters for us? This is one of the most prominent and direct public acknowledgments that a profitable tech company is explicitly and unambiguously naming AI efficiency as the primary driver of a mass layoff. Earlier cases like IBM 2023 or Amazon 2024 cited AI as one of several factors. Cloudflare makes it the central narrative. Not recession, not industry crisis, technology. The narrative from many companies that AI creates more jobs than it destroys now has a concrete, high-profile counterexample. For IT professionals, knowledge workers, and everyone in support-adjacent roles, this is a signal that should be taken seriously. Coincidentally, the U.S. IT sector lost 13,000 jobs in April 2026, and the IT unemployment rate rose from 3.6% to 3.8%. A single month is not a statistically valid basis for a trend conclusion. Monthly fluctuations of plus or minus 5,000 to 8,000 IT positions are historically normal. As a data point, however, it shows that AI-driven restructuring is measurably arriving in the industry. Bottom line, the question is no longer whether AI displaces jobs. The question is at what pace, in which areas, and whether companies communicate as transparently as Cloudflare or hide the same decisions behind restructuring euphemisms. More top stories. Anthropic plus Blackstone plus Goldman. Claude for the mid-market. Anthropic is founding a new, yet-to-be-named company together with Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, Goldman Sachs, General Atlantic, Apollo, GIC, and Sequoia Capital. The goal? Bringing Claude to companies that have so far fallen through the cracks, community banks, manufacturing businesses, regional hospitals. The model is interesting. Not pure software licensing, but embedded applied AI engineers on-site with the customer. Anthropic is positioning itself between large consultancies like Accenture and Deloitte on one side and self-service API access on the other. CFO Krishna Rao puts it precisely. Enterprise demand for Claude is significantly outpacing any single delivery model. The new company explicitly targets firms that don't have the internal resources to deploy frontier AI independently. For the BKS Lab context, this means the market for AI implementation services is growing massively right now, and Anthropic itself is becoming a competitor in the consulting segment. Anthropic mythos: AI finds 423 Firefox bugs, including one 15 years old. Anthropic's security model mythos helped Mozilla fix 423 bugs in April 2026 alone. In April 2025, it was 31, an increase of 1,265% in 12 months. Among them, a 15-year-old vulnerability in the HTML parser and critical sandbox vulnerabilities with bug bounties of up to $20,000. Mythos creates compromised code patches and uses them to automatically test its own security boundaries, a self-referential approach with no human equivalent to date. Mozilla engineers still write all the actual patches. Automation of patching itself is not yet possible. Brian Grinstead, distinguished engineer at Mozilla, sums it up: these things are actually just suddenly very good. The caveat: the same tool that finds bugs could also benefit attackers. Mythos is a dual-use tool. Mozilla uses it defensively. Anyone deploying it offensively finds the same vulnerabilities. The 12 documented flaws are now public, a deliberate step toward transparency, but one that simultaneously shows what potential AI security models would have for attackers before patches are available. GPT 5.5 Instant. OpenAI sets new ChatGPT standard. OpenAI has rolled out GPT 5.5 Instant as the new default model for all ChatGPT users. The predecessor GPT 5.3 Instant remains available to paying users for 3 more months. API access runs via the alias. The benchmarks are solid: hallucination reduction in sensitive areas by 52.5%, AIM 2025 math benchmark at 81.2, versus 65.4 for the predecessor, plus 24%. MU Pro multimodal reasoning at 76 versus 69.2 plus 10%. Particularly relevant, the new memory system draws on past conversations, files, and Gmail, with explicit display of sources and deletion options for users. The context behind this is revealing. OpenAI faced massive user backlash when retiring GPT 4.0. Many users publicly described the model as their best friend. The new rollout is communicated correspondingly more carefully. The memory system is a strategic move. Anyone who has their ChatGPT history and files integrated doesn't simply switch to an alternative. Quick hits. Briefly noted: Claude Code. Limits doubled. SpaceX deal. Anthropic has doubled rate limits for Claude Code across all plans: Pro, Max, Team, Enterprise, and lifted peak hour restrictions. Additionally, the Colossus 1 deal with SpaceX, 220,000 plus NVIDIA GPUs, 300 plus megawatts of compute, available within the month. This brings Anthropic's total compute commitments to Amazon, 5 gigawatts, Google/Broadcom, 5 gigawatts, Microsoft/NVIDIA, $30 billion, and now SpaceX. OpenAI Ads Manager. ChatGPT officially opens to advertisers. Self-serve beta for U.S. businesses with CPC/CPM bidding, Dentsu, Omnicom, WPP, and Adobe as launch partners. Goal: $2.5 billion in ad revenue in 2026, long-term $100 billion by 2030. The era of ad-free AI assistance is ending, and with it, new questions about the commercial use of user data for targeting and personalization. IT unemployment April 2026. The U.S. IT sector lost 13,000 positions in April, with the rate rising from 3.6% to 3.8%. The Cloudflare layoffs fall in a month where AI-driven restructuring is becoming measurable. One month alone doesn't prove a structural trend, but the pattern is accumulating. Tool of the week: Anthropic Finance Agents. 10 production-ready templates for financial services. Anthropic has released 10 directly deployable Claude agent templates for the financial sector, split into two areas: research and client coverage, pitch builder, meeting preparer, earnings reviewer, model builder, market researcher, finance and operations, valuation reviewer, general ledger reconciler, month-end closer, statement auditor, KYC screener. Particularly relevant, the integration of Moody's MCP delivers credit ratings and data on 600 plus million companies directly into Claude. Microsoft 365 is now GA. Claude works natively in Excel, PowerPoint, and Word, with Outlook to follow. Claude Opus 4.7 reaches 64.37% on the Val's AI Finance Agent benchmark, currently the industry leader according to Anthropic. The practical value: instead of investing weeks in prompt engineering for finance use cases, there are production-ready templates as a starting point. Anyone looking to deploy in financial services saves significant time. Explore finance agents. Fail of the week: $400 million Snap Perplexity. Announced, never delivered, quietly buried. In November 2025, a $400 million partnership between Snap and Perplexity was announced with fanfare. AI searched directly into the Snapchat chat interface, cash plus equity over 1 year. In Q1 2026, the collaboration ended according to Snap's own statement, amicably, before any broad rollout occurred. A limited live test ran, but agreement on the broader rollout was never reached. The official wording from Snap's quarterly report: amicably ended the relationship in Q1. Sales guidance assumes no contribution from Perplexity. No statement on the reasons, no explanation for the failure. $400 million announced, press releases generated, expectations raised, and then silence. Why this is a fail: not the failure of the partnership itself, but the communication around it. Tech partnerships fail, that's normal. But a $400 million announcement with no subsequent transparency about why it ended damages trust in both companies. Investor Relations learns about it as a footnote in the quarterly report. In 2026, that's not acceptable communication practice. Number of the week: $40 billion. NVIDIA's AI equity investments in the first months of 2026 alone. The breakdown, including $30 billion in OpenAI, $3.2 billion in Corning, fiber optics for data centers, $2.1 billion in IREN, data center operator. The remainder distributed across 24 other startups. NVIDIA is no longer merely a chip seller. It's a strategic financial investor financing its own ecosystem. Analysts like Matthew Bryson of Wedbush Securities warn of what they call circular capital flows. NVIDIA invests in GPU customers who use the capital to purchase more NVIDIA GPUs. The counterargument is legitimate. Strategic investments in one's own ecosystem are established practice among tech giants, comparable to Apple's or Microsoft's venture programs running alongside massive R&D spending. The question is not whether this strategy is legitimate, but whether the feedback loop will one day sustain the valuations. A self-reinforcing loop, until it isn't. Reading list for the weekend: 1. Cloudflare says AI made 1,100 jobs obsolete. TechCrunch's analysis of Cloudflare's quarter is the most precise account of the AI layoff paradox. Why a record quarter and mass layoffs are not a contradiction, but the new normal. Required reading for anyone engaged in workforce discussions. 7 minutes. 2. How Anthropic's Mythos rewrote Firefox's cybersecurity approach. Mozilla engineers explain concretely how an AI security model finds 15-year-old bugs, and why the same technology is also of interest to attackers. Rarely such an honest assessment of a dual-use tool. 8 minutes. 3. NVIDIA has already committed $40 billion to equity AI deals this year. TechCrunch explains the investment strategy behind NVIDIA's $40 billion equity offensive and why analysts use the word circular when discussing Jensen Huang's capital deployment. 5 minutes. Next week: what's coming? Cloudflare wave. Following the public acknowledgement of AI-driven layoffs, more companies are likely to follow, either with similar openness or with more euphemism. Coverage of AI workforce impacts will intensify. OpenAI adds beta expansion. The self-serve ad platform is in beta for U.S. customers. First results and reactions from the advertising industry are expected. Anthropic Enterprise Venture. Following the announcement of the new company with Blackstone & Company, names, operational details, and initial customer discussions are expected. The race for the SMB market begins. This newsletter was researched and written with AI-assisted support. Images generated with pollinations.ai.